the regulation came in early summer of 2013 on the ban on the burning of smoky coal. And it's really been down to, I suppose, householders and the coal retailer. The council is enforcing and making people aware of the ban, but the actually carrying out of the day-to-day activities are being carried out by the sector and also by householders who are choosing not to burn smoky coal and choosing smokeless fuels such as smokeless coal, wood and turf.
Now, the council is saying that the cooperation of the retail sector has been vital in making this work.
Absolutely, and you can see from the figures, you know, if the supply isn't there, then householders won't be able to buy the smoky coal. So by supplying smokeless fuels, householders are having the option there in front of them just to buy those smokeless fuels. And the results from the graph, you can see the decline in the actual pollution in the town since the introduction of the ban has been really phenomenal.
And there have been some instances where the council has received complaints about domestic homes with smoky chimneys. They are being looked into, but as of yet, no major enforcement issues.
No, we are taking all complaints, whether it's in relation to the coal industry or if it's in relation to householders. And we have received a number of complaints in relation to householders not burning the correct fuel. And we have dealt with these in relation to writing out to people and making them aware of the regulations. And we also are continuing to carry out enforcement and inspection activities on the coal sector as well. And we'll continue to do that through the remainder of the heating season this year.